2071.
2071.
I got your mechanical tied up. You look like you're at Beaverton. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm on 990, the Beaverton Changing Center, and I have a problem with head-up sign with CAD.
Okay, so your CAD is the one you got issues, or your overhead?
Overhead sign is a steel garage, and CAD with a red color is a S-ball.
Okay, so it's past your departure time. Okay, well, you can roll, and I can always set you up to see a truck. It's just, again, your overhead and then your CAD, correct?
Yeah, overhead sign is a steel garage. The customer's asking to me what is the bus number.
So you make the announcement as you are in there. You just make the announcement that you're the 20, and then when you come across another, you know, when you're like down by Burnside, where you cross paths with a 15, they just make sure you announce that you're a 20. And when you get a chance, I'm going to have you do a battery reset. And when you do that, I want you to leave your battery off for a good 5 minutes. When you turn your battery back on and you start your bus, I want you to turn it on in day run and let all your bells and buzzers go off before you start your bus. And then don't forget to put it back in night run.
All right, I'm trying the batteries that we reconnect at the Beaverton Changing Center. I have also is a customer right now. My customer is probably the next bus. Is transferred to next bus. Is that right?
No, you can roll. You can go ahead and go. When you get time, you can do the battery reset. I want you to roll.
Okay.
Okay. You can always do that at Gresham if you need to. And then if you're having problems with your CAD, I can get, is it where your fare? You can't collect fare?
Fare is good, but it's not clock on the CAD.
Okay. So no clock. Definitely use your watch and use your paddle. Your paddle should have your time points on there and your watch. So go ahead and roll, okay?
Okay.
At 10:18.